It means there will be a new era in Libya, new era in our history, you know. Unfortunately, I cannot speak to you only about 42 years. But I believe today it's a very important day in the Libyan history, because we close chapter of one of the worst and disastrous periods of the Libyan history, plus many very important figures of his regime, like Abu Bakr Yunus, plus the others which had been arrested or had been killed. And now we receive news that about chasing Saif al-Islam, it's not confirmed yet, had been arrested or not. So one of the unique things in this history, maybe I told you this before, most of the dictatorships in the history, like Mussolini or Hitler or even many, many soundless, usually they are alone and doing their all dictatorship alone. But Gaddafi, with his family, this is very unique, you know. Highly educated sons and daughters all share the same opinion, dictating the Libyan people. And finally, when we ask for our freedom, all the world had been witnessed for 5-6 months how Gaddafi brigade, and he was keep killing all the Libyans with no mercy, no even attention to reconciliation or asking for forgiveness. So he built his history for the hate. He never had the love in his heart. So I think it's very logical, and for somebody who has never loved anybody.
Mr. Abdul Karim, what is next now that the chapter that you talked about is closed? What is next for NTC and Libyans?
For me personally, as part of the NTC, I believe, maybe I'm wrong, but I believe my mission, maybe it's almost over, you know. From the 17th of February, I do my best to topple this dictator and his regime out of the power. I was dreaming to liberate Benghazi and then Tripoli and Sirte. And now I believe all Libya had been liberated from this dictatorship. No hope or no chance for anybody connected to him. I be sure up to yesterday night, I was very worried about many movements in the south. Gaddafi, they said he's moving there and there. We were not confirmed that where he is exactly. We was afraid that he will create problems with our neighbors, Niger or Chad or Algeria. Now I believe with this chapter, it's over. So our future, we are looking for democracy, and we are going to do our best for that. I trust the Libyan people. I respect Libyan people. I believe the new generation now knows the way, knows how to behave with all the parts of Libya. Whatever Libyans, Amazigh, Tabu, Tawareg, Arabs, all they combined, I believe, to build the new Libya, which will be justice, will be democracy, will be right for everybody. The big issue, of course, many try to be scared, is from the extremists or Islamist extremists. I believe they are part of the Libyan people as well. Libyans, you know that, it's socially mostly Muslim people, and I believe it's up to them, up to the elections, up to the referendum to decide whatever they want. But I am sure that highly educated people, highly clever people, Libyans paid a lot against the dictatorship. They paid thousands of lives, very expensive lives, young generation. So I don't think they will leave or to give a chance to any other dictatorship under any circumstances to be ruling them again.
There have been concerns expressed by a lot of people that there seem to be too much divisions, and that the NTC fighters united to get rid of Mr. Muammar Gaddafi. Now that he is gone, they fear the divisions will come up to the fore and possibly destabilize the country. What is your take on that?
Yes, I share you this opinion. But I told you, on the other side, I trust the Libyan people who command the revolution, all these young, highly educated generation. I don't think they will be in a battle of separating or being peace. I hope everything will be discussed. There will be big dialogue through elections, through parliament, who when he will decide how to run his government, up to the fundamentals of our hope and declaration of constitution, that freedom for everybody, equal rights for everybody, separation between legislation, between executive company and executive government, and so on. I don't think there will be big risk. We, of course, we have to take that into consideration. But I am optimistic that there will be a brilliant future for Libya. And we hope to do our best to help our people, you know. Me personally, I wish to be part of a new government, but I will do my best for the parliament, press activities, and so on. But I believe the new generation will handle and run the country. That's my hopes, of course.
How soon will the NTC set up a reconciliation commission to reconcile the country?
I believe immediately, today maybe or tomorrow, for sure the NTC, the chairman of the NTC, will announce the declaration that Libya had been completely independent and free, because it was, they voted as one of the terms that they will declare the new government when Libya liberated, when Sirte liberated. Today, Sirte had been liberated, the dictatorship had been killed, most of his regime people had been arrested. So I believe it's the time to declare the independence of Libya and to run the new government.
You have had international cooperation with European countries as well as the U.S. What's next with regards to cooperating with these international organizations and countries to help rebuild your country?
Of course, we will cooperate with all our friends. And by the time, I appreciate all the efforts done by the United Nations, by the Security Council, by all our allies, our friends, the Americans, French, British, Italians, all of them. I'm very glad and to send them best regards and my deep thanks for their support to us. And we wish they will do the same to support Syrian, Yemeni people and to keep lives of civilians. And I wish in the same time from our people, the Libyan people, you know, that to give the right example to our friends, that will be new generation, new era, that will encourage all the West, the democratic West, to support democratic people, to support the people in the Middle East, because this is the right way. Not dictatorship can secure the safety or the interest of the West, but democracy, dealing with people to people, with equal rights. I believe the future will be very, very prospective for all of us in that area.
Now, Mr. Abdul Karim, as the security advisor in the NTC, the general secretary of the NTC, and as a Libyan too, what would be your message to Libyans at this time?
My message to Libyans is to create new era of love. Gaddafi built his history and he tried to convert the country. He used the revolution, hate and killing, sabotage, terrorists, and he was happy with that. Unfortunately, here we see the end of that. I beg my people to build our country in love, only with love. I think we can build a good future for our country.